Aye, Oisin, very disappointing. I suppose 10 minutes into the second half, we were 2 points up and we were in control of the game, and we were looking good. But I suppose the missed goal opportunity on one side and the penalty on the other was the turning of the game, you know.
Yeah, and really in that second quarter, with about 10 minutes to go, things started to go in your favour, and the link play was more formidable, and you kicked a couple of back-to-back scores, and then the penalty was a big one just before the break.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we came in at half-time, point up. We were happy with our position. We felt that our defensive structures were working, and we were also getting scores on the other side, so we were happy with how things were going. But I suppose their penalty was I'm not sure if it was inside or outside, but it probably was a penalty. But I think the sending off was a huge call. Huge call by the ref to send him off. You know, it was a very, very harsh sending off, and definitely changed the game.
Yeah, and just before that, you had that chance where Cahill was probably playing in his mind when he committed the foul just on the other end of the field. But before that, there was a real chance where if he knocked in that goal, you could have been home safe and sound, because it would have been a real kick in the teeth to Kilcoo at that stage.
It would have been, it would put us 5 points up at that time. But unfortunately, fair play to Cahill. He's always doing that all year, getting into those positions to get those opportunities. And just unfortunately, it just went wide this time. But they went down the field then. We were still in control of our own destiny at that stage. But they came down the field, got the penalty, put them a point up, or maybe 2 points up, I think it was at the time. The sending off then meant that we had to come out and chase the game. Our defensive structure then wasn't as tight, and it meant then that they could tag on an extra couple of scores then towards the end, then to put the game to bed.
Yeah, and every time you moved forward when you were looking for Michael, they always had that extra man that was available in there to sort of avert the danger and see it out.
The extra man and then was key, and especially when it went kind of later on when we were kind of chasing, looking for a goal, we had to use route run onto him, and unfortunately they were able to deal with that, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know it's disappointing today, but the end of 2016 has come, but it's been a great year for Glen Swilly. 3 Dr. Maguire Cups, and it's amazing the way football can be on such a high a fortnight ago, and then there's disappointment today. But when you look back, it's been another great year for Glen Swilly.
It's been a good year up to now. We were very disappointed, and we felt that we could have pushed on in Ulster this year. We thought we had the panel to do so. Maybe a wee bit of the luck of the green today, we might have got over Kilcoo, and maybe it might have opened up for us. But they're fair play to Kilcoo, they're worthy winners today, and we'll have to go back and regroup now and look at things over the winter and shape up for next year.
Yeah, and saying that then, is it these younger players, was that a real learning curve for them today? Because the panel has changed a bit in the last few years, and there was a lot of younger boys in there that haven't really experienced Ulster before.
That's true, but we thought we still had enough experience from the 2011 and 13 crew that would have stood to us today, you know. I don't think the day got to us or phased us in any way, but just unfortunately, just we didn't get that rub of the green in 15 minutes in the second half, and little game, things like that can change a tight game, which it was at that point. Listen, we'll look back on it, and as you say, it's just any year that Dr. Maguire visits your parish, it's a successful year in my opinion.